Come inside from the rain and have a seat, why don't you? Because I have for you part two of You Live Where? The Faces Behind the Places. Because there are still so many dorms and great names for us to go through. The text is by Lynn Brock, University Archivist. Audio by Cole Burkheiser, voiceover artist. Most residence hall photos taken by Scott Huck, university photographer. Many faculty, staff, administrators, trustees, and donors have contributed to the success of Cedarville University over its 137 years of operation. Portions of this rich heritage have been celebrated in the names given to buildings and campus facilities. Many in the campus family may be unfamiliar with the stories of those names that have become synonymous with these buildings. This exhibit features the heroes behind the residence halls. Displayed in two parts, it presents altogether 22 honorees for whom Cedarville residence halls are named. Let's get started, shall we? Harriman and Carr, Case 1. Walter P. Harriman, who lived from 1882 to 1939. Graduated class of 1912 and was on the Board of Trustees from 1922 to 1939. Reverend Walter Harriman was born in Reigate, Vermont in 1882. In 1908, he came to Ohio and entered Cedarville College, where he graduated in 1912. He then attended Western Theological Seminary in Pittsburgh. After graduating seminary, he served as pastor of the Presbyterian Church in Fairview, Pennsylvania, for 7 years before he returned to Cedarville in 1919 to serve the Presbyterian Church here until 1931. He then went on to serve in a Dayton, Ohio church until 1937. During this time, Cedarville College was looking to purchase a home to become its first women's dormitory. In 1940, the Board of Trustees authorized the Executive Committee to purchase the Pollock House at the corner of Main and Chillicothe Streets to serve as a dormitory. That first dormitory was opened in September of 1940 and was named Harriman Hall, in honor of Dr. Walter Harriman, an alumnus of Cedarville College and former pastor of the Presbyterian Church in Cedarville. He was also serving on the Board of Trustees at the time of his death in 1939. During its first use as a dormitory, Mrs. Harriman herself was the house mother. Because of ill health, she served in that capacity for only 1 year. Harriman Hall, initially a dorm for women, has switched back and forth between serving women and men over all its years of use. Hugh Carr, who lived from 1913 to 2007. Physical plant staff, serving from 1969 to 1976. Hugh Carr was a business owner in the automotive industry in Western New York, and first heard of the college through his son Roy, who attended Cedarville from 1956 to 1960. On one occasion in 1957, when the Cedarville College Choir was on tour in New York, the bus broke down near the hometown of the Carrs. Hugh Carr was summoned to help and, along with the bus driver, Pop Marshall, they were able to repair the bus and get the choir on its way. Marshall then invited Carr to join the maintenance crew at Cedarville, and after that, Dr. Jeremiah would occasionally ask him as well. Hugh Carr and his wife June finally made the decision to move to Cedarville in 1968 and joined the staff. Carr was also involved in several building projects on campus, including the first Science Center in 1972 and the original Marshall and Carr dormitories in 1974. Hugh Carr's grandson, David Carr, currently serves on the Cedarville University Board of Trustees. Carr Hall, now part of the Hill Dormitory Complex, was named for Hugh in 1974. Rogers, St. Clair, and Murphy, Case 2. Robert F. Rogers, who lived from 1923 to 1974. Graduated class of 1955 and served as the Buildings and Grounds Superintendent from 1953 to 1955. After graduation from high school in 1941 in Cleveland, Bob Rogers obtained a position in jet research with NASA in the Cleveland area. He was an active church member and served in several capacities, but had a desire to be better prepared to serve the Lord. So, he and his wife enrolled in the Baptist Bible Institute Evening School in Cleveland in 1949. That led to Bob's desire to serve the Lord full-time, so he enrolled in the BBI Day School. In the summer of 1953, BBI's building, Cedar Hill Baptist Church, burned to the ground, and almost simultaneously, by God's grace, the campus of Cedarville College became available for BBI to obtain. Bob Rogers was asked to come to Cedarville to become the Building and Grounds Superintendent, and also to continue as a student in the Bible department. He graduated in 1955. He and his wife were accepted as home missionaries by the Fellowship of Baptists for Home Missions and began a church in Lorain, Ohio. After that, they served in several church plants in New Jersey and Pennsylvania before eventually coming back to Ohio. Rogers Hall, now part of the Hill Dormitory Complex, was named for Bob Rogers in 1976. Kenneth H. St. Clair, who lived from 1927 to 2013. Serving as business manager and vice president for business from 1964 to 1988. Ken St. Clair was born in Colorado and served in the Navy in World War II and the Korean War. He earned degrees in business from the University of Illinois and received his CPA in 1962. Before coming to Cedarville College, he taught business courses at a college in Illinois and worked as an accountant. St. Clair came to Cedarville in 1959 to assist in organizing and developing the Department of Business Administration. Dr. Jeremiah then asked him to become business manager for the college, and he was later named vice president for business by Dr. Paul Dixon in 1983. During his time as an administrator, he continued to teach personal finance in the Department of Business. He was also active in the Cedarville community, serving as clerk, treasurer, and councilman for the village of Cedarville for over 25 years. He also served as head of the Cedarville Area Development Corporation and as a member of the Chamber of Commerce. St. Clair Hall was named for him in 1999. J. Dale Murphy, who lived from 1913 to 2003, serving on the Board of Trustees from 1953 to 2000. Dale Murphy resided in Waterloo, Iowa, and developed a career as a business owner and real estate broker. He joined the Board of Trustees of the college in 1953 and served as chairman from 1968 to 1972. He became a trustee emeritus in the year 2000. Murphy was also a member of the board of the Iowa Regular Baptist Camp, and in 1978, Murphy served on the new president committee of the Board of Trustees, which resulted in the call to Paul H. Dixon to become the 8th president of the college. Dixon was inaugurated at homecoming in the fall of 1978. Murphy was named an honorary alumnus of Cedarville College in 1980. Murphy Hall was named for him in 2002. Jenkins, Walker, and Parker, Case 3. Eleanor L.E.G. Jenkins, who lived from 1953 to 2015, class of 1975. Eleanor Ellie Jenkins was born in Hackensack, New Jersey in 1953. At a young age, Ellie put her faith in Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. The journey with Christ prompted her to attend Cedarville College during the 1971 and 1972 academic year, where she met and fell in love with her future husband, Warren Jenkins, from the class of 72. Ellie held many roles in her life: daughter, sister, wife, mother, grandmother, aunt, friend, and above all, Christ follower. She was the mother of three children and grandmother to 10. Some have said that however your path crossed Ellie's, you walked away experiencing God's gracious hospitality. She was also known for her generous heart, love, and support for Cedarville University. Her husband, Warren, has been a member of the Board of Trustees of the university since 2013. Jenkins Hall was named in Ellie's honor in 2017. Richard Dick Walker, who lived from 1946 to 2024, Campus Activities Director and Dean of Community and Family Programs, serving from 1970 to 2012. Dick Walker, known by many on campus as Chief, first visited Cedarville as a high school student and then returned after graduating from Bowling Green State University and serving in the military for 2 years. His first job on campus in 1970 was overseeing the intramural recreation program. In 1971, Dick was selected to serve as head resident at the Cedar Park Apartments. He took over the position of activities director in 1972 and, along with serving as dean of men for 10 years, he devoted his life to providing a vast array of activities for the university family. Under Dick's direction, the campus activities office brought to the university everything from highly sophisticated artist series to a 10-ton spirit rock. As the dean of community and family programs, Dick was instrumental in getting students involved in activities to benefit the local community. Later on, he served as coordinator for alumni engagement and made connections with alumni around the world. Dick was awarded the Alumni Distinguished Service Award in 1998 and was named Honorary Alumnus of the Year in 2008. Former President Paul Dixon said, "I think Dick Walker has probably had some of the most significant contributions of anyone who's been at Cedarville." Walker Hall was named for Dick in 2018. James D. Parker, graduated class of 1964. James D. Parker was born in Portsmouth, Ohio. In 1950, he enlisted in the United States Air Force, where he served for 4 years. After his time in the military, he felt called to attend a Bible college to prepare for ministry. Initially, he had his sights set on Moody Bible Institute, but decided he wanted to attend a school closer to home. So, he departed Portsmouth for Cedarville College. He said, "My focus was on getting an education grounded in biblical truth and pursuing my call to become a preacher." During his time as a student at Cedarville, he served as vice president of the freshman class and served as sophomore class chaplain. Parker received his degree in history from Cedarville in 1964. After spending decades in the ministry, Parker most recently has spent his time as an instructor at the Central Baptist Institute in Syracuse, New York, an outreach of the Central Baptist Church where his son-in-law serves as a pastor. Parker Hall was named for him in 2020. Upon receiving this honor, Parker said, "I hope the students who live in the residence hall develop a love for one another. They'll learn to listen to each other and consider the other person's viewpoint. that they will learn to experience the Christian life for themselves. Wood and Morton, Case 4. Duane R. Wood, who lived from 1941 to 2019, serving as academic vice president from 1987 to 2005. Before coming to Cedarville, Wood served in many positions. He was dean of the School of Business at the University of Southern Maine. He served as the director of the Perry School of Banking, and he was the associate dean of the School of Business Administration at Central Michigan University. After his arrival in Cedarville as the new chief academic officer in 1987, Wood helped position Cedarville as a leader in Christian higher education, with multiple world-class programs launched during his tenure. Most notably, he led the development of the School of Engineering and Computer Science, the establishment of the International Center for Creativity in Columbus, and he paved the way for the development of the School of Pharmacy. Wood also oversaw the first offering of Cedarville's graduate programs. In addition, he was a trustee for the New England Baptist Bible College, Jerusalem University College, and the Kettering College of Medical Arts. After stepping down as the academic vice president, Wood served from 2005 to 2010 as the executive director of program development. He then became a professor in Cedarville's School of Business Administration MBA program in 2010, serving in that role until his death in 2019. In 2010, Dr. Wood was recognized as Cedarville's Honorary Alumnus of the Year. Wood Hall was named for him in 2022. James F. Morton, who lived from 1828 to 1903. One of the founders and original Board of Trustee members, he served from 1887 to 1903. Reverend James F. Morton played a key role in the early years of Cedarville College. Born in Tennessee in 1828, Morton spent several years teaching before he entered Monmouth College in 1859, graduated in 1861, and then graduated from the seminary in 1862. He then moved to Cedarville in 1863 to become the pastor of the Reformed Presbyterian Church, a position he would hold for 40 years. In 1879, Reverend Morton introduced a resolution to the Reformed Presbyterian Synod to form a committee to select a site for an academic institution and to do all that is possible to secure the establishment of such an institution at an early day. Because of a nationwide economic recession in the last decades of the 1800s, funding for the college was very difficult to secure, but Morton and others persisted. He thus became one of the five founders of Cedarville College who finally secured the charter for the college in 1887. Morton then served as the first secretary of the inaugural Board of Trustees when the college finally admitted students for the first time in 1894. Reverend Morton became one of the college's first faculty members while also serving as vice president from 1894 until his death in 1903. In 1895, his daughter Lulu Morton married Dr. W. Renwick McChesney, the second president of Cedarville. Morton Hall was named for Reverend Morton in 2023. Thank you for listening to another Centennial Library production, and have a blessed day. The text is by Lynn Brock, University Archivist. Audio by Cole Burkheiser, voiceover artist. Most residence hall photos taken by Scott Huck, University Photographer. And the copyright is 2024.